Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September 19th, and I'm Brooksine Weber on behalf of Stephen Weber as well with the Daily Encouragement Ministry. He has laryngitis, so I am filling in the role for both today, though he did write the main article here today. I'm going to read, I guess, in first person for him. Today it's called Smart People. The verses are Matthew 24, verses 12 and 13, and Romans 1, verse 22. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. Are you smart? I recently read a survey of where the smart people live, basing smart on the percentage of population who had at least a four-year college degree. On this basis, Seattle was determined to be the smartest city, with San Francisco coming in second. We can be bamboozled by this and other worldly criteria for what constitutes smartness. With all due respect to the amount of college education one has, it is a very poor determinant of smartness, let alone wisdom. Some of the smartest people I have known, let alone the wisest, never went to college or even finished high school. I believe all earnest followers of Christ should memorize and hide the first daily verse deep in their hearts. Jesus is speaking of conditions that will characterize the end times prior to his return. An increase in wickedness will cause the love of most to grow cold. I find that a very interesting cause and effect relationship. Why is this? I believe it speaks of the very deceptive nature of wickedness or lawlessness. For many years, moral standards have been eroding, and so many in the professing church are blinded to it. The incremental erosion slowly hacks away at our moral sensitivities, and many scarcely notice. This is especially true here in America because of the accompanying prosperity. But Sodom was also prosperous, as mentioned in Genesis 13, verses 9 through 11. Our second daily verse speaks so accurately in summarizing the human condition. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. It is in a context concerning the human response to God from his perspective. Modern man claims to be so wise. We are surely the most educated age in history based on years of schooling. Modern man feels intellectually superior and so very enlightened. By and large, the teachings of Jesus Christ and the Bible are scoffed at or they're ignored. Modern man has no use for them in this enlightened age, but the Bible says they became fools. Today I encourage you to keep a sharp sense of spiritual discernment. I note two dangers in my life on this matter. The first is that I can become so disgusted with a slide into godlessness that I lose my focus on God and the joy and peace that is my inheritance as a child of God as I go through this very temporary earthly journey. I get focused on the problems, which are a natural consequence of man's rejection of God, and become cynical and negative. And the second danger is that I may become so accustomed to the incremental slide into moral depravity and decadence that I no longer even notice. Consider the content and language in many TV programs that lots of Christians likely watch. The slide continues, and with caution, I suggest that you see this web page concerning an upcoming special on NBC with Madonna. It's disgusting. May God give us spiritual discernment so that we don't just go with the flow. I want to be one that stands firm to the end. Don't you? Let's pray together. Father, help me to keep the godly perspective presented in your word regarding sinfulness and righteousness. There is no true sophistication in sinful behavior, for it is abhorrent and unacceptable in your sight. Though the world might dress it up, classify it with a new trendy name, sin is still sin, and it brings about disastrous consequences. May my heart always be drawn to righteousness. May those things which are true, honest, lovely, and praiseworthy occupy my thoughts and be visible in my interaction with others. I seek the wisdom imparted through the inspirational writing of your holy word. May it always be the filter I use to screen the wisdom of this age. Amen.
Amen. Well, I guess I will come in for a moment with my raspy voice and all. It came on last night. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the entire message today. Our web ministry is dailyencouragement.net. That's our web address. There are a number of additional resources. There's a link to that article regarding where the smart people are. Also, a link to that very disgusting, morally repugnant Madonna video. Actually, I should point out, and I will on the text as well, in the text message, it's not going to anything of Madonna's, but rather a Christian watchdog type site that notes these things happening and has called for action regarding Christian comments. A couple comments today from Daily Encouragement Net readers, just to indicate the kind of feedback we receive that we enjoy so much that we are not always able to respond to. In fact, increasingly often are not, but are nevertheless blessed by as we read each and every comment and often pray together if there's a need expressed. The other aspect of our message today that I have on the internet post is a comment that partly prompted this message from a situation my daughter had in class yesterday. If you want to read that, it's at the very bottom of today's encouragement at www.dailyencouragement.net on Tuesday, the 19th of September, or if you listen to this podcast any other day, just go back in the archives or use the previous message button from the main page to go back to September 19th. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Jesus Christ.